One of the speakers at tomorrow's workshop is Daniel Lopez, the Vice President of Student Affairs at Northeastern Illinois University in Chicago. Northeastern has nearly 300 self-identified undocumented students. Lopez says the actual number is probably much higher. Northeastern has created a program to aid undocumented students it says can become a model for other schools like Illinois State. Lopez tells GLT's Judy Valente that Northeastern has a long tradition of accepting immigrant students.
Even before coming to Northeastern, I always knew that Northeastern was a place where people in the community or in the higher education field would send undocumented students to the university because they knew that the university was open to serving undocumented students. Northeastern was providing opportunities for undocumented students by charging in-state tuition for those students who had graduated from an Illinois high school.
What are some of the programs that you have at Northeastern that, one, you think are unique, and two, that can be modeled in other universities like Illinois State University?
Here at Northeastern, we are the first state institution that has funded a full-time position to serve as a director for undocumented student resources. We're one of the first state institutions to have that.
And what does that person do?
Well, their role is to assist undocumented students with navigating the university from admissions through enrollment and advising. So they work with them one-on-one to make sure that the students have the information that they need to be able to be successful, and more importantly, identify both institutional and external funding to help them pay for their education, because even though they pay in-state tuition, undocumented students in the state of Illinois are not eligible for state financial aid or federal financial aid.
What else does Northeastern do that you think is unique?
We also have developed a very comprehensive training program for faculty and staff to help them, help faculty and staff know how to serve undocumented students, from informing them about what are the challenges the students have to some basic information about what is an undocumented student, what they're eligible or not eligible for, and to be able to be more of a student-friendly institution for all of our students. We train them as allies for undocumented students and their families, and what they do is once they're trained, then they're able to answer questions and provide resources for students without having them send students from department to department to answer questions about financial aid or admissions or scholarships.
Well, you'll be one of the keynote speakers at a day-long workshop on undocumented students here in Normal on Friday. What is your message to, for example, the educators that will be there from Illinois State and maybe even Illinois Wesleyan or the other colleges that are here?
Well, the number one message is that, first of all, we know we have undocumented students everywhere here in Illinois and throughout the country. They are at our institutions. They may not be in the same numbers that we have here at Northeastern, but I know that Illinois State has a number of undocumented students. And so one of my messages is to try to help them develop programs and support services to support those students. And not only doing that, what I want to help them do is develop processes or policies that are going to help, in this case, Illinois State, Wesleyan, whoever is there, figure out who are their undocumented students and how they can better serve them. Because at many institutions, students are still don't feel comfortable sharing their undocumented status, and because they don't feel comfortable, they don't ask the right questions, they don't talk to the right people, and they may be stopping out because they can't afford to be in school. and they're not making progress towards their degree because they are not fully utilizing the university resources because they just don't know.
I assume that a number of the students are so-called dreamers brought here as children. They've grown up in the U.S., in your case, in the Chicago area. How do you think the recent ruling by a California district judge saying that the deferred action for childhood arrivals policy has to remain in effect?
Well, I was really pleased to hear that we're moving in that direction, and I hope that we are able to renew the commitment that President Obama had for the Dreamers, because otherwise we're going to be seeing a lot of those students who are going to stop out or drop out permanently from our higher education institutions because they're not going to be able to stay in school, because one of the things that if DACA goes away, they're not going to be eligible to work to pay for their school. Hopefully we will be able to renew this DACA and provide some comprehensive immigration reform that we very much need.
Dr. Daniel Lopez is the Vice President of Student Affairs at Northeastern Illinois University. Thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
I'm Judy Valente.
The workshop on undocumented students is sponsored by ISU's Committee to Assist Undocumented Student Achievement, known as CAUSA. It'll take place at the Marriott Conference Center in Uptown Normal.